At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Chad from Traeger, who's in, we are unveiling the Traegerhood, the new and improved Traegerhood out there. So we have Juicy Lucy burgers today. We have beer brats. We have chili. We got meatball sliders. We have a Traeger Frito pie.
I've been fasting.
What are these Micheladas, Seton? Are you aware of the Micheladas? Is that a drinking a drink there?
That is a drink, yeah.
A drink.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, bourbon bread. It's monkey bread, but there's some bourbon.
Oh, monkey bread's great.
Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Boundless. Boundlessly capable, all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle all-electric, feeling all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV. 14-time Pro Bowler and Amazon Prime Video analyst, Thursday Night Football, Tony Gonzalez, back on the program. Tony, thanks for joining us. Let me ask you, what did you learn more about the Lions last night or the Chiefs last night?
What I learned more about. You know what? Going into the game, I actually had the Lions winning because no Travis Kelce, first-team All-Pro, no Chris Jones, first-team All-Pro, two of the best in the business. You don't have your dogs. It's hard to win, and the Lions are a good football team.
Mm-hmm.
What did I learn more about? I would probably say the Lions, though. Dan Campbell. If you don't like Dan Campbell, there's something wrong with you. The way this guy coaches, his energy, he's got those guys out there playing. I love the second half adjustments that they made. The Lions are good. They're a playoff football team. I anticipate them winning that division. Aiden Hutchinson coming on. He's not TJ Watt yet. He's not Nick Bosa yet, but he's on his way. There's a lot of good things that you saw on that Lions football team last night.
How would you feel if you're Patrick Mahomes today?
Well, knowing Patrick and what I see in the, you know, that documentary quarterback, the type of person he is, he's going to be positive. He's going to go in there and tell those guys, look, you need to catch the football. I mean, he was throwing some good footballs last night. Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, don't want to get on those guys because Lord knows I have my fair share of drops when I played. But those guys need to go out there and get that confidence back because catching the football is just confidence. And look, it was a main game. It was Thursday night, opening day of the season. I think these guys were just a little nervous to be on that big stage. They can play football. But Patrick, I'm sure he's like, hey, Travis, how's that knee feeling, buddy? I need you back. Because they needed him last night. I think if they had Travis, they'd win that football game.
What do you say to Kadarius Toney if you're his teammate?
If I'm his teammate, because remember, I don't know if you guys remember, but my second year in the league, I led the NFL in drop passes. It was the first year start. I didn't start my rookie year. The second year I was the starter. It's different when you're the guy, when everybody's counting on you. The nerves are there. And the corrections that I made and what I would tell Kadarius and Sky is you need to stay out and come before practice. Catch you 150 balls before practice. During practice, when the defense is going, catch some more balls. Put your chin strap on. Put your mouthpiece in. Get game situation. Catch footballs. After practice is over and everybody goes in, you need to stay your butt out there and catch some more footballs. Catching is just like a free throw, jump shot. You just, the more you do it, the better you're going to be. And I think right now they probably went in there a little overconfident, a little overprepared. The NFL will humble you in a second, just like they are right now. And hopefully they get it together because we need those guys down the stretch. There is no body coming in here anymore. Those are the guys. Kadarius Toney is going to have to be that guy next to Travis Kelce. And we're going to need him down the stretch if we're going to get back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I thought the big question with him was going to be, can he stay healthy? Not can he catch a football? But last night, I mean, that's inexcusable. We're talking to Tony Gonzalez. Explain to me what Kelce does differently than, say, you do or what Gronk did. Or, you know, you're a Hall of Famer. Gronk's a Hall of Famer. Kelce seems to be doing something that nobody else has done.
Yeah, well, you know, what he does, I love how he's got such a great feel. I mean, he can find those zones. He can, and him and Patrick, that's special. It's like that Gronk Brady special connection that these guys have with each other, where they can read each other and know what each other's thinking before they, sometimes they even know. Like Patrick knows what Travis is going to do maybe before he even knows that. And when you have that, that's rare. That is so rare. And the way Travis, when he gets the ball in his hands, after he gets the ball in his hands, I think I don't know if there's anybody better in NFL history that at the tight end position of getting upfield, making people miss. He's like Gumby out there, the way he makes people miss and gets up there. It's not a big physical type run you over, Jeremy Shockey, Gronk type thing. It's just a zigging and zagging and getting through traffic and making plays after he gets the ball in his hands. I love him for it. And this is why, you know, this is the guy. They're doing great things. Patrick Mahomes, when you have two Hall of Famers playing together like that, two first team Hall of Famers, you're gonna create magic. And I hope, I think next week when Travis gets back, you're gonna see a 10 catch performance, over 100 yards. This is why those guys are unstoppable. You can't, and then Andy Reid calling the plays, you just can't stop them. It's an unbelievable combination.
Give me the surprise team to keep an eye out on.
Oh, surprise team. I'm going to go. I would say Baltimore, but I don't think that's a surprise. But I think Baltimore is going to be a whole lot better than what everybody thinks. But the Pittsburgh Steelers, Hall of Fame type coach, Mike Tomlin, great coach. I think Kenny Pickett with George Pickens, Deontay Johnson, and we have them twice this year on Thursday Night Football, so we get to see them up close and personal. Freiermuth, the tight end, had 63 catches last year. Najee Harris in the backfield. Defensively, TJ Watt, Highsmith, had 14 and a half sacks. And, like, I don't know why people aren't talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers a lot more than what they are. They're a dark horse team. Do not be surprised if they make a playoff run and a deep playoff run. But obviously, it's Kenny Pickett. And what he did last year in the second half of the season, and he's only going to get better. I think they're poised to go out there and do some damage in this league this year.
You're not wearing sleeves today. You're sending a message today. You got a tank top on. You got the guns. Okay.
Okay.
You didn't have tats when you played, did you?
I did not. I got these after I played.
And what's the message behind your tats? That you're only you're trying to sleeve one arm here?
That's it. I've had my whole back done when I was playing. But I got these, you know, this is gratitude. This is, you know, it's a tiger. I've always been a big fan of tigers, a hawk for independence. And then the tree, you know, the tree of life. You gotta have roots that reach to hell, and the tree that reaches to heaven. So it's a duality of life. You know, this deep meaning stuff. You got tats, Dan?
Yeah, a couple of them.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Thug life across my chest.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but that's really about me and my wife. But, you know, just a couple, you know, some father stuff. you know, nothing too deep, nothing, you know, no trees or anything like that, or no tigers or anything, but just a couple of them, just little reminders there. You know, the one on the back, how long did that take you to do?
It took a whole off season. It was probably around 40 hours of work. It was very painful. I did that when I think I was 28 years old.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So it was time to get some new ones.
We're talking to Tony Gonzalez. He'll be on Thursday night with Amazon Prime, 14-time Pro Bowl. Looking back, you didn't wear gloves as a rookie. When did you change to wear gloves, and how much of a difference was that for you?
I think later that rookie year when we played in December in Kansas City and the temperature was 5 degrees, and I couldn't feel my hands. That's when I put on gloves. And then I was like, I like these things. You know, the gloves were different back then. I didn't like them originally because I felt like, you know, the ball would slip out of them. But you see these gloves now, you know, it used to be illegal. You couldn't spray that tack stuff. I remember seeing that stuff in the 70s and 80s. Those gloves are incredible. You see these one-handed catches, not taking away anything from some of these receivers, but you put on some of those gloves, Dan, you might be able to go out there and catch some footballs.
Well, I asked Jerry Rice about, you know, because Rice, I said, you know, are they that much of an advantage? I mean, I don't know if Jerry wore gloves early in his career, but he did wear gloves, I think, later. How much of an advantage? Is it performance enhancing wearing those gloves?
Absolutely. Catching those gloves that they have, the sticky, whatever, I don't even know
yeah.
what the material is called, but that ball just sticks sometime to it. So for sure. If you're a receiver not wearing gloves, I think you're just being dumb. Put some gloves on.
Who's the best tight end of all time?
Now you want the confident answer or you want the political answer? Which one?
I want the real answer.
I love that. I think confidently speaking, I'm gonna always think me, because that's what you got to have. Now, if you want to go politically, I think you can make a case for a couple guys. I think Gronk, I think Travis Kelce, I think us three are up in that conversation right now. I think if Kittle could get back, because what Kittle does is he's a hell of a blocker as well. I don't want to lose the traditional tight end. A lot of these tight ends coming in, they don't block anymore, maybe because they don't have to, and that's fine. Just like, you know, stuff happens, the league evolves. You don't like running backs anymore, it seems. But tight ends used to block a lot, and those throwback guys, I'm a big fan of, because that's what I had to do. I had to block a lot. I blocked power. My hand was in the dirt. I had to evolve that position to, okay, can I please go in the slot? Can you put me out there as a wide receiver? And thank God I had offensive coordinators that would do it. And now you see everybody doing it, but nobody did that before.
Who was the best basketball player you played against in college?
I think Tim Thomas was really good. I actually played against him. He was at Villanova. Who else? Jerry Stackhouse. The O'Bannon brothers were really good. I remember Charles and Ed O'Bannon. Those guys were really good. Those guys right there.
But at what point did you realize – I can't play basketball at the next level?
You know, I don't know if I ever realized that. I tried out for the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
I played a lot of basketball. A lot of people don't know this, but I played a lot of basketball during the offseason. That was kind of my offseason work. And when I say play basketball, I'm not talking at your rec center at the YMCA. I'm saying I played in NBA leagues. I played in the Drew League out in L.A., so I guess if you, from that standpoint, I played against, you know, I played with Klay Thompson on his team. I played against Bo Outlaw. I played with Magic, against Magic Johnson who was on my team. Anyway, I played in the summer. I tried out for the Miami Heat when Pat Riley was the coach. Eric Spoelstra was on that staff.
Yeah.
Stan Van Gundy was on that staff. There was 20 of us that tried out. They only kept 12 of us. I made the team. I toured with the team during the summer out in Miami. I played with Caron Butler, Rasul Butler, Mike James. It was fun. So I know I could have played in the NBA. It's just I would have averaged, you know, 3 points and maybe 5 rebounds, but I probably wouldn't have started for sure. I think I made the right choice.
Yeah, but you still could have made a ton of money, even getting, you know, 3 points a game in the NBA with the way they pay players.
I always think about it. I probably would have made more money.
Yes.
Because, as you know, we are underpaid. And Travis Kelce, by the way, we talk about Chris Jones holding out. Travis Kelce might want to start holding out. He only makes $14 million, which is a lot of money. But comparatively speaking, to 1,200 yards and 13 touchdowns and 110 catches, my man is underpaid.
Yeah, we were joking that maybe he should just hold out too with Chris Jones just to say, I mean, what would you pay him? Could you pay him like $20 million? Is he worth more than that?
Yeah, he's worth more than that. All tight ends. I went through this when I was playing. It's like, hey, wait a second. I had 102 catches last year, over 1,000 yards. I'm first team all pro. And they're like, and the general manager at the time, Carl Peterson, said, tell him he put his hands behind his head. He's like, hey, that's your tight end. I'm going to pay you like a tight end. It's just a slot. I always tell, I have banter with Travis. Travis is my guy. I love him. I'm always like, man, $14 million when you got the – look around the league at what some of these other receivers are making. It's not even close. He is not underpaid by a million or two. We're talking $5, $6, $7, $10 million underpaid. This guy is worth $25 million a year. He is a baller and essential to that offense. But, you know –
It's the position. Yeah. Hey, great to talk to you. Have fun on Thursday night. Always fun to catch up with you. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dan. Appreciate it.
Tony Gonzalez, 14-time Pro Bowler and Hall of Famer. Amazon Prime Video Thursday Night Football analyst. A couple of phone calls in here. Oh, look who came out of the woodwork. It's Jeff in Detroit. Hey, Jeff.
What up, though? One time for chat, bro. Two times for my backroom bros. First of all, let me start off by saying I really do miss you guys. The trip to Dublin was dope. Ty talking about his medical situation or situations. But is it too early for me to give you my best and worst of the weekend?
Go ahead.
The Detroit Lions winning. Jared Goff, 359 passes without an INT. Him being undefeated against Patrick Mahomes. And like you said, in the past, that defense did what they had to do when they had to do it. How many times does Pat Mahomes get that first down, they kick a field goal, end up winning? But not last night. This ain't the same old Lions, Dan. My worst is going to be, like you said, number 74 jumping across the line and doing exactly what he did all night. And my thing is this. I would have that whole crew sit in a room, go over the game again, write down how many penalties you guys didn't catch or how many penalties did you guys see and tally it up, because that's the only way you're going to get them better is if you have.
Well, they're going to do that. They're going to do that, Jeff. They do that after every game. They grade the officials. But I just can't imagine that the home office is going to look at that officiating crew and go, yeah, guys did a pretty good job last night. It was egregious. When Terry McCauley is there and a former official, well-respected official working for NBC, is calling out these officials, that it was embarrassing. Everybody on Twitter, not that that's, you know, the chorus that you should always listen to, but he's saying this in real time that this is embarrassing, what's going on there. Buddha in San Francisco. Hi, Buddha.
Nobody. Hey, DP, real quick, I got to watch your back. The drink for the Traeger Hood today is pronounced Micheladas. Micheladas.
Okay.
But, yeah, shout out to Jeff in Detroit. Happy for him. Big win for the Lions on the national stage there. And, Dan, I got to drop a bloop for Paulie, Fritzy, and Marvin with their tomorrow's headlines today takes yesterday. All on point. And all I got to say, Dan, about Kadarius Toney and his play last night, not good.
Thank you, Buddha. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Rex Ryan will stop by next hour, get his thoughts on what he saw last night. Chris Fowler, ESPN college football and tennis host and a proud Colorado grad. Good to have you back on the program there, Chris. Let me take you back to when Dion got hired. Your reaction was what as a Colorado grad?
My reaction, first of all, was he wasn't going to take the job. He was just teasing. But they did a great job, you know, selling him on the fact that Colorado would give him what no one other school would give him, which was carte blanche to do it his way without a lot of no, you can't do this, can't do that. And I think that was attractive to him. I think he actually loved the scenery out there. That's not acting. I didn't know for sure they would have this kind of quick success, Dan, but I knew the roster needed an overhaul. When you're on the slab, cold, dead concrete as a program, boom, you need somebody to go in there and shock it to life because energy is better than no energy. You know, buzz is better than no buzz. Belief is better than no belief. I didn't think that he'd be able to sell that vision to as many top recruits as he has and overhaul the roster in a way we've never seen it done before. Man, that was fun to watch that TCU game. I admit I was stunned, man. I did not think they could go out there and execute like that and beat a team that beat Michigan in the playoff last year. I was euphoric. I was proud, but I was really surprised.
How sustainable do you think it is in his first year? That, yes, he did surprise TCU, but now you kind of come back to you're not surprising anybody.
No, Nebraska and Colorado State are two rivals coming in the next couple of weeks. And I thought from the start that the success of this season might be defined by those two games. I expected a loss in Fort Worth. I'm not going to lie. I didn't believe, as Coach Prime would say, but I do believe they can beat Nebraska and CSU. I think they're a slight favorite in that game, so there are still a lot of skeptics. Matt Rhule, I expected them to get a bump. That was a disappointing loss they had to Minnesota in game one. They'll bring it. I mean, Dion, he laughed at me when I said, you've made your team a big target every game just by your presence and your personality. He laughed and said, I'm used to a big target. I said, yeah, you are, because you're all world. This roster has never been a target, Dan. They've never been the focus of any opponent. So we'll find out how they handle their own success. I think they should win the game. They're hard to stop. You're going to have to score points to beat them.
But that spring game, when I tuned in for that spring game and I go,
what? You tuned in for the spring game?
I did, accidentally. I was doing a drive-by and all of a sudden I go, oh, wait, Colorado's got a, wait, what are they showing? Like a re-air of a Colorado game. And then a spring game. Like, wow, that to me was like, okay, they may not be good, but they're relevant because of Deion Sanders.
Man, was flying. Deion was concerned about the field, wanted to cancel the game. There's all kind of phone calls going on in the morning. He said, no, we can't stick around and do it tomorrow. You need to play it today. His kid, Shador, was out there in the snow. I don't think he'd ever seen or played in snow. And was spinning the ball, and they executed, and the crowd showed up. And it was, I said, this is Colorado. They're going to show up in the snow. Don't worry about that. It was filled. I called it from the field, which is a one-off experience, and it almost got run over twice when they blocked kicks and ran them back near us. RG3 is sprinting down the sideline. I mean, it was one of those things where, like, you kind of have a roster, but you really don't know what's going on out there. And then it turns out after the spring game, you know, about 60 guys were out, and about 60 new guys were in. But you got a sense there, Dan, of the unique, like, singular energy that he can bring, and the people were just along for the ride.
If I said you could only watch one, Texas, Alabama, or Colorado and Nebraska.
Well, I'm not watching Texas, Bama. I'm working, so I am expected to watch.
Well, no, as a college football fan, not broadcaster.
Watch them both. They're on different times.
No, you only get one. Come on.
Well, what do you want? You want a fun experience? You want to go with Boulder vibe, or you want something that's like Armageddon that has playoff implications? I mean, pick your poison.
I might pick Colorado against Nebraska because I'm just curious. You know, they come down a little bit here. Can Matt Rhule get Nebraska going after losing against Minnesota? Texas, Alabama obviously is spicy. I guess let's enjoy Deion while we can. And then we'll get to, you know, the rest of college football, the big games later in the season. Is that fair?
I hope the Buffs keep rolling. I mean, I think it is a great story. It was just pure fun, okay? People went to the spring game you talked about who had never been to Colorado, never seen a Buffaloes game. They were just drawn by the gravitational pull of Coach Prime, and they showed up in Boulder. And I know there are people around the country watching that team that have nothing to do with the program. It's just fun. And there's like an exuberance and a freshness and a difference to it. Now, there's also a lot of people who want to see them lose because you don't come in and revolutionize the sport that's built on tradition and moves at a glacial pace, usually, in the way he has, and not piss some people off and turn some people off. But that's also what makes it fun, is that whatever you think of them, you're thinking of them.
Talking to Chris Fowler, ESPN college football announcer, and of course, he's been working at the U.S. Open. We'll get to that coming up here in a moment. The Alabama-Texas matchup comes down to what?
I mean, it's going to come down to situational football. I mean, Texas is big physically. They look the part. They're not going to lose in the warm-up the way a lot of opponents do against Alabama. I think it's going to be defense. I think it's going to be last year's game was low scoring. Bryce Young had to make an escape, kick a late field goal to escape the game in Austin. I think it's a defensive game this time too. I think Texas feels equipped to deal. Alabama's got three guys in the offensive line, Dan, who are 350 plus. Okay. And not just huge. It's not soft weight. We've never seen an offensive line that can mash people like that. So it's going to be just big bodies on big bodies. And then, you know, who can make a play in the red zone? It's more like a Sunday game that way. It's not going to be frantic pace, I don't think. I think they'll play at a regular pace, and it'll be physical, and you know, who can make a play in the red zone. And you know, Alabama's Jalen Milroe has had one start. He looked good, but minimal resistance in the opening game against Middle Tennessee. A much tougher assignment for him against Texas. So I think points at a premium.
Explain to me how we came up with the idea of keeping the clock running late in the game, as you know, with first downs. Lane Kiffin said it's like going to see a country concert, and they leave out two songs that basically, you know, Chip Kelly is, you know, had some criticisms like, hey, I hope you're getting your commercials in there. Who came up with this idea, Chris?
The NFL. They're basically just copying the NFL clock rules because they saw that college games, Dan, does anybody really want to have a 3 hour and 50 minute game? I know Kiffin wants as many plays as possible. It's going to cut down five or six plays. It's going to shorten the game time. We don't have enough data to know how long, but I mean, it's really, you do see a difference though. You know how in the NFL you're watching a game and a team's trying to make up a deficit and there's 5-6 minutes on the clock, you better play that drive with urgency. And teams in college just haven't had that. So you're seeing some clock management challenges early on, but I like it because I don't like a 3-hour and 50-minute game, man. Let's keep it going.
I didn't realize, you know, I went to Ohio State, Michigan a couple of years ago in Columbus, and the commercial breaks are interminable when you're there. But when you're at home and you're flipping around, you're doing something, it's not as impeding as it is when you're sitting there and you're going, wow, this is a long, long time in between, you know, punts and getting the field back, you know, guys back out on the field there. Am I sounding like an old man?
It's a long time when you're in the booth, too. I mean, I think the breaks are about the same as an NFL game. Half times are much longer in college. Everything has sort of been, you know, bigger, longer, sloppier than the pro game. And I don't have any problem with getting games done quicker.
You've been covering the U.S. Open. Explain to America who Ben Shelton is.
He's a lightning bolt that just landed in Arthur Ashe Stadium, who has struggled with consistency, but has a big enough game. He's hitting served at 149. He brings it like an exuberance and energy, a naivete that's almost beneficial when you get in these big stages because you don't get nervous. He's never been at the semifinal stage of any tournament on the tour. Like even the little tiny ones, they call them 250s. Never made a semifinal there. Finds himself in the U.S. Open semifinal against a dude that's been in 47 Grand Slam semifinals. That's just one of Djokovic's many absurd numbers. But the dude has a puncher's chance. I was talking to Johnny Mack, puncher's chance, because a lefty serve at that speed, even the greatest returner ever, hasn't really felt that. Now, he'll probably settle in and figure it out. But, you know, listen, Shelton doesn't have scar tissue like a lot of dudes who play Djokovic do, right? They go in with a lot of scar tissue from past losses. This guy doesn't even know what he doesn't know yet. So let's see. It's been great. He's beaten two higher-ranked, more accomplished American guys to earn this spot. And let's see what he can do today.
When did the dip, or why did the dip happen with American tennis, certainly on the men's side?
A good question. I mean, people have criticized player development, our best athletes not going into the sport. There was a couple of generations there where, you know, you had some players who were accomplishing things, but not at the majors. The sheer money we have, the resources we have, the fact that it's actually easier to achieve a good ranking as an American because of the volume of tennis tournaments we have and the opportunities to build your ranking without even going across a border. I mean, Shelton had never been out of the country, by the way, until the Australian Open. Didn't have a passport. Goes down to the Australian Open and he makes the quarters. I mean, it's incredible where he came from. But I think now we're there. I don't know if we have in this current group someone who can beat Carlos Alcaraz and win a major, Dan, because I don't think not many people are going to do that. This dude is set up to dominate, maybe even as soon as Sunday, but certainly in the post-Djokovic era, you're going to have to catch up to him. So I don't know if these guys like Taylor Fritz, Tommy Paul, Francis Tiafoe, Shelton are capable of winning a major anytime soon, but it's fun to have them in the mix.
We love to rank who's the greatest. I know it's generational with going back to Rod Laver and all of those different players' generations here, but Djokovic doesn't really matter what the surface is. I mean, I don't know where you stand with that, with Federer, Djokovic, or other with that label of GOAT.
Well, Nadal's in the conversation, and he had the most until Novak just passed him. What's interesting is in tennis, we tend to only look at the number of majors you won on the resume. I mean, how do you decide? I mean, who's the greatest quarterback in the NFL? Is it Brady? Is it somebody else? I mean, you know, is it the most Super Bowls? I mean, in baseball, how do you pick the greatest baseball player? I mean, in tennis, you can go by a resume. If you're going to go by the facts, Novak has the greatest resume, period. If you're going to go by, did they influence the sport? Did they grow it globally? Did they do something we had never seen before? I mean, Federer fans believe he changed the game globally in a way the other guys didn't. Nadal fans would look at, you know, his ability to adapt and grow his game and annex different territories. I mean, but if you go by a resume, it's becoming clearer, and it will become more clear if Djokovic wins on Sunday here.
I remember Pete Sampras saying to me, I said, what do you think of Federer? This is a long time ago. He said, he attempts shots that I wouldn't consider even trying. Like he, you know, that just the imagination. You have to, I think we sometimes underestimate or don't factor in the imagination you must have as a shot maker. And you know, Federer has that certainly.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, Maya Angelou has the quote, and I've used it before in this GOAT argument. People remember not what you did, but how you made them feel. Okay. When people watch Federer play tennis, they had a feeling that they never got from anybody else. Right. And it's just, it's that creativity, that beauty, that elegance, that smoothness, that Djokovic and Nadal don't have. So Federer made people feel a certain way. I think he's the most popular player in the history of the sport in terms of fan support. And I think that, you know, Rafa has his supporters too, but that's what I'm saying. Like, is it just pure numbers? Is it more subjective than that, this conversation?
Do you have a U.S. Open voice, and is it different from your college football voice?
I have a U.S. Open voice that Jennifer says I bring home at night. These matches have been ended so late. And we're getting home at 1, 2 in the morning. She's obviously asleep. I come in, she'll stir and wake up, and she claims that I'm still in my booth voice, and she shushes me every time. She's not wrong. So I try to leave the U.S. Open voice out in Flushing Meadows, but it's hard. When you're yelling, dude, over 25,000 people for hours at a time, and then you come home, and you have to speak a little differently. And I've been guilty of bringing the voice home, but yeah, it's a little bit different. I mean, you know, we could go for an hour the difference between calling the sports, but you know, college football requires an exuberance, a different kind of energy than even the NFL does. Tennis, you watch the point unfold, you think during a long point like 10 different things that I should say when it's over, and then you just discard them as the point continues, and then you might say nothing at the end. So it's a lot more self-editing, where in football you just get out there and you know, you just bring the energy, or you're going to get swallowed up in a place like Tuscaloosa.
Well, you can only imagine what Jim Nance sounds like when he goes home.
But I think he probably talks a lot softer and smoother than I did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He would be like, hello, when he walks in, hello, friends.
The U.S. Open voice for me does not belong in the bedroom. I'm just going to admit that.
Great to talk to you. Have fun this weekend. Thank you, Chris.
All right, see you, DP.
That's Chris Fowler, ESPN college football announcer and hosting or doing the announcing at the U.S. Open as well. All right, let me take a break here. We'll get to more phone calls coming up, and we have a game to play. Paulie, what is the game that we'll play?
They've never played this one before. No one on radio has ever done this. If you could only watch one NFL game this weekend and you cannot watch anything else.
Oh, that's going to keep people in their cars. Absolutely.
You'll be late to work.
Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the Kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Dak Prescott and the Cowboys take on Saquon Barkley and the Giants Sunday, 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. I saw Michael Irvin. I'm going to ask Rex Ryan about this. The playmaker said, you know, Deion would be a great coach for the Cowboys. I was like, whoa, how about we slow down just a little bit there? Can't wait for Mike to run into Mike McCarthy. Hey, coach, how are you? But here's the thing. If you're going to be the coach of the Cowboys, you know that Jerry Jones is going to be involved in this. And Deion loved Colorado because he got to do everything. He had total autonomy, total control. You're not going to have that with the Cowboys. And I don't know if Deion is a head coach. I think he's a CEO. I think he's an ambassador. I think he knows how to bring in the right people. And he's done that. He's got some really good football minds on his staff, and that's helped him. But he's a great recruiter, showman, CEO. But let it breathe a little bit here. Now I got him coaching the Cowboys. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute here. What's the poll question for the final hour
here? I mean, Danny just beat TCU.
Well, of course he did.
Obviously.
Yes, yes.
Who had the best night last night, Jared Goff, Chris Jones, or Travis Kelce?
Oh, wow. Wow, is that snarky? Snarky and Hutch. Wow.
Snarsky
and Hutch.
Snarsky and Hutch.
Yes, yes, Paulie.
Yeah.
Wow.
At first, I was going to go Chris Jones. You think Chris Jones could get paid off last night, finally get his contract. But
He wasn't smiling at any point in the game, was he?
He was up in the booth. They showed
like when the Lions scored a touchdown. They didn't go to him, and he's like,
pay me.
Yeah. Do the Johnny Manziel pay me nonsense.
I think Travis Kelce had the best night because his absence put the spotlight on how great he is. Like, if you're watching the game, you're like, if they just had Kelce, they'd be up by 10. They'd be up by 14.
Mm.
It's like, if he played last night and had 10 catches and a touchdown, it wouldn't have been as good as him watching and them struggling without him.
Yeah. Well, Tony Gonzalez said in the first hour that, you know, he is vastly underpaid. He should be making $25 million a year. That's how good he is. Ryan in Honolulu joins us before we get to Rex Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Hello, Dan.
Hey, Ryan.
I got some NFL mock headlines for you, and I ain't lying. I pulled these out of my can's ass. Put your hands up for Detroit. They beat Kansas City. You don't know that song? I don't know.
No,
All right. Chiefs get reality for Pacheco. Detroit rocks Kansas City. Kadarius needs to catch a Hail Mary to atone for his sin.
All right. Bloop.
Thank you. Keeping up with the Chris Joneses. Let's go see what happens with their contract.
Okay.
Wrong tackle. Juwan Taylor's his own line of scrimmage.
All right. There you go. Taylor's. He tailored it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
T-A-I.
All right. How about a round of applause for Ryan in Honolulu?
All right. Todd's shaking his head.
I would have gotten crushed if I had said those.
That's true. He would have. Is Rex Ryan set to join us?
Good to go.
Yes. Okay. Sunday NFL Countdown premieres this weekend at 10 Eastern on the Mothership. Randy Moss, Teddy Bruschi, Adam Schefter, Sam Ponder, and Alex Smith is going to be joining the lineup. Rex Ryan will be there on Sunday mornings as well. And the former coach joins us on the program. Let me start with a question I've been asking all morning long. Who did you learn more about last night, the Lions or the Chiefs?
Oh, that's a good question, Dan. I think I know a lot about Detroit, so I wasn't surprised by their effort and the fact they won the game. Nobody wanted to play Detroit at the end of last year. They won 8-9. We all know that. But I think it was great to watch them in front of a national audience at a tough place to play against the best player in the world, Patrick Mahomes. So that was great, but I wasn't surprised by it. I think what we saw yesterday was how much Kansas City needs Travis Kelce, though. They really need Travis Kelce, and I think that's who they missed. Obviously, Chris Jones, a lot's going to be made about that. And, yeah, he's one of the best players in the league. But, you know, no matter how good you are, you can't win without players. And I think we saw that yesterday, and not taking anything away from Detroit because they earned that game. I mean, hell, Detroit should have been up another score, you know, in that game had they not turned the ball over. So, you know, it was a great game, but we got to get, you know, Kansas City has to get Travis Kelce back on the field and hopefully Chris Jones follows.
What would you say in the moment to Kadarius Toney when he has these drops? And then does that change? Do you say anything to him today if you were his head coach or last night? What do you say in the moment?
Well, I think in a moment you can't lose the player, you know, but in a way it's almost like this player has had so many opportunities before, an epic fail with the Giants when they had him. You know, he's always been a talented guy, but at some point you got to put a foot in his butt and say, hey, you're either going to do it or you're not, and we don't have to play you. And I think that's what's I think he's reaching that point. But hell, he had three or four drops in that game. And it was, you know, hey, some of the best players in the world are walking the street. Nobody cares. All right. And that could be him. You know, you're either going to get it done. You're a receiver. You're paid to catch the football. And, you know, but it's, you know, this isn't little league where you're like, hey, son, you get it back. You get it back. No, you're paid to catch the football. And that was an abysmal performance by him. Now, with that being said, the guy missed a ton of time in camp, you know, with injury. So you can kind of dismiss it a little bit, but if it happens again, it's time to look for a different guy.
Mike Tirico late in the game said that this win would have an asterisk attached to it. Do you agree?
No, absolutely 100%. No way in hell do I agree with that. No way. You know, it should have been an asterisk that guy was lined up in the backfield the whole game, the right tackle. That should have been the freaking asterisk. I mean, that was ridiculous. And by the way, look at the movement he gets. Well, that's called a false start. You should have called him for, I mean, he wasn't lined up. They never had enough players on the line of scrimmage. All right. And he's a false start every time. And the fact you got this Aiden Hutchinson, who, by the way, is an absolute beast.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. You're trying to get all the edge that you want. But lining up in a backfield, it just looks stupid. And you allowed it. That's something that might be an asterisk. There's no way the league's going to allow that to happen next week.
How did they let that happen, Rex? How does the head of officials not say to these guys at halftime, guys, you're making everybody look silly here?
Yeah, I have no idea. And I thought it was great. I think it was Terry McCauley that was in the booth.
Yeah.
And they protect each other well. But he finally just said, no, it's absolutely illegal. And good for him to do that. I thought that was great because most of those guys don't have the guts to say it. He absolutely, you know, it was killing him being an outstanding official. It was killing him. And that's like, he's doing it for what? To gain a huge advantage, you know, and I thought it was interesting late in that game and almost in the entire, from the second half on, it seemed like they had to chip Hutchinson anyway. You know, so they were chipping him and had the guy lined up in the backfield. So I disagree, and I love Mike Tirico, but I totally disagree with him. There's no asterisk here. Dude is part of it. The kid got hurt, and that's just the way it is. But you know what? Maybe this matchup will meet again. one day. And that would be interesting to me to, if I could see it, because I believe in the Lions. I absolutely believe in the Lions, and it's not just the fact my son coaches there. I believe in them.
I think Juwan Taylor's asterisk was in the backfield. That's the asterisk that I have.
Great point. Absolutely.
We're talking to Rex Ryan.
Absolutely.
Are you on the Jets hype train?
No doubt. No doubt. And, Dan, all I am is just basing it on 30 years coaching or whatever it is. This is the most talented defensive team the Jets have ever had. At least certainly it was way more talented than I had.
Yeah.
And we had, you know, we led the league in defense, always had some of the best defenses. We never had this kind of talent. They have seven guys that can rush the passer. Seven. We were lucky to get two. They have seven guys that can rush the passer. They're great on the back end. Sauce Gardner's an outstanding player. We get it, but so is Reed, the other corner. They got, you know, the linebacking core can you know, they're run hit guys, but they can cover. So I just think that this defense is absolutely loaded. Oh, and by the way, they have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. Like, no, this is it. And Garrett Wilson is uncoverable. Like, so this is going to be, you know, outstanding. And here's the other thing. Can we finally give Woody Johnson a little credit? I hate the fact everybody's quick to, oh, Woody Johnson's the problem. Woody Johnson has never been the problem. Never been the problem with the New York Jets. All right. He sat back and said, you know what? I'm going to go for it. I'm going to give my coach every opportunity to win and to win it all. So what's he do? Whatever it takes, go get Aaron Rodgers. And that's what he did. And by the way, he just paid $7 million to a backup running back, Dalvin Cook. You don't think this guy wants to win and win right now? He's doing it for you, New York. And now it's time to, you know, to collect on it a little bit. And, you know, why in the heck would Aaron Rodgers play in the preseason? Because, Dan, he's been horrible the first week of the regular season the last couple of years. Horrible. I think it was against Minnesota, I believe. I know the Saints 1 year. They looked terrible. And so, you know what? Let's get that game out of the way. And they did. And it took guts, yes. But they got that game out of the way. He ought to be ready to roll. And, you know, and by the way, we're going to find out week one against the Buffalo Bills. Yeah. I mean, an amazing football team right here with my favorite player in the National Football League, Josh Allen. What a matchup this is going to be, a dream matchup. And we're fortunate as hell because we got it. You know, Monday night ESPN has that game. So, we are super stoked for it. But what an opportunity for the Jets. And the Jets, you know, look, I love Buffalo. I love their owner, Terry Pegula. But this is the Jets moment, and I truly believe it.
Michael Irvin said yesterday that he could see Dion maybe coaching the Cowboys one day. What do you make of that?
Oh, that would be great. That would be fantastic. He just got to bring his son with him. There he goes. But you know, I spent some time when Deion took the job at Jackson State. I went there in the spring, and you know, his passion and love for his players and genuine love and concern for his players, I think, resonates, you know, with those guys. And there's no BS to Deion. This is a guy, I was fortunate to coach him when he was 37 and 38 years old or something like that. But he was one of the greatest teammates I've ever seen. And that's just who Deion Sanders is. And if he chooses to go coach in the National Football League, so be it. That'd be great. Bring some great coaches with you or whatever. But he's, you know, he's a special, special guy. And it was huge to see that win, you know, against TCU. Here's a team that went to the national championship. Everybody's making fun of what Deion did. No, Deion went to a team that had no players. And he said, we're at a Power 5 school, and this is the worst recruiting job by any coaching staff, maybe ever. And he's like, no, you got to earn the right to play for me. And he got rid of them, replaced 53 players or whatever it was. And, yeah, it's not a traditional way of doing things. It's not the way he wants to do things. But it's what he had to do to be competitive. He's not going to bring himself and his sons over there to not have success. So he tried to put the best team that he possibly could do on the field, and that's why he did what he did.
Good to talk to you again, Rex. Have a great season, and our best to the NFL Countdown crew.
I appreciate it, Dan. Always a pleasure.
That's Rex Ryan. Had some interesting things to say. I didn't know that he had gone down to Jackson State when Deion was down there. And he'll be part of the Countdown crew coming up this weekend. We'll take a break here. If you're watching on Peacock, unveiling the new Traeger hood, Chad is in, and he has whipped up a feast of resistance. So we'll have that. Poor Todd will only be able to watch us eat all of the great food that we have today.
Can you go through that menu once more for me?
No. Do you want me to? It seems like...
Yeah, because it's the closest I'm going to get to what you guys are going to be eating.
Well, you know, I'm going to get to it. I'm going to actually go through it when I go outside.
Like, oh, you're going to show me it.
Yeah. We're going to have, you know... I forgot all the great things that we have, Todd. So I'm
Frito pie, Lucy Goosey burgers.
Juicy Lucy burgers.
Bratwurst, chili.
What are you having for lunch?
Not meatball sliders and Frito pie and burgers and all that. I had a bowl of cereal a little while ago.
Okay. All right.
Cheerios. And Crispix.
How about we stop talking?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.